This is BI Radio.
Hello, I'm Sherry McPhail. Tina Jonas, the Chief Financial Officer for the U.S. Department of Defense, speaking about performance management at the 2008 IBM Cognos Government Forum in Washington, observed, "You can find the truth in numbers, and it's pretty unvarnished." The challenges of managing a budget of over $400 billion and assets of $3.6 trillion are self-evident. For an idea of the size, the U.S. Department of Defense, if it were a country, would be equivalent to the 17th strongest economy in the world. Ms. Jonas has provided the strong budget leadership required at DoD since 2004, building on her previous role as CFO of the FBI. Every day, she consults the Cognos dashboard on her desktop to monitor this budget and advance it towards a clean audit. Ms. Jonas joined me after her presentation to discuss good stewardship, a common language, and the importance of the tone at the top. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me, Ms. Jonas. Now, is it true that you have the hardest job in the world?
No. I have a hard job, but probably not the hardest job in the world. My job is a terrific job. It's got its pressures and stresses, but as I said this morning, the department's workforce and its people are superb, so it's a great delight every day to work with them. Great honor as well.
Now, in what has been called the most formidable management job in federal government, what reports or scorecards would you count as indispensable to your decision-making process?
I have an executive dashboard, which I did not have when I walked into my office. I was determined to make sure that decisions that I made were based on data, good information, and any decisions that I was putting before the Secretary of Defense or other senior leaders of the department needed to be based on data, and I didn't have it readily available. And so we, through the hard work and innovation of a lot of our terrific folks, were able to pull together what I call my executive dashboard. It is, a sense, my financial sight picture. It allows me to understand on a daily basis now what my cash balances are. Believe it or not, that was not available to the department of that size when I walked into my job. It allows me to take a look at how we're doing on efficiencies for our accounting operations, our progress in internal controls, and other key metrics that we manage for the Secretary.
And to go to Capitol Hill for more?
Absolutely, and I think sometimes it's to go to Capitol Hill for less. An important part, for example, if we're not keeping track of our accounts receivable, then we're being inefficient with the resources that have already been appropriated. And that is, in my view, that's not good stewardship. It's not part of a good public record. We need to do better in that regard, and we are. One of the things I mentioned earlier today was just a metric that I have tracked for many years, which is called interest penalties paid. It was, in essence, a fine that we paid if we paid our vendors late. And I thought, my goodness, we are just wasting, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars here if we don't fix this. And indeed, we've saved over $247 million just by tracking that. Our vendors love us, and in cases we can not only we pay ahead of time, we get discounts. So that's some of the beauty. That's actually what I consider a lot of fun.
And your executive budget dashboard helps you do this.
It's been an enormous help to me, and I just can't imagine doing my job without it.
Now that you're completing your fourth year on this job, can you tell us what the greatest challenge is in managing this budget?
I really think that the greatest challenge in managing a budget of this size is really making sure that we get a department as large as ours and people on board. Ultimately, budgets are about priorities. And we have many competing priorities in the department. And so it's important that we get as many resources out to the important missions that we have. And sometimes I'm not the most popular person in the hallway if we get fiscal guidance that is less than we had hoped to get, and we have to cut budgets. I would prefer, rather than cut budgets, is to find efficiencies. And so what we put in place, we've been able to do.
Now, on the two improvement efforts that you've undertaken during your term, let's talk first about the improving financial reporting. Can you tell us a bit about the accomplishments and the difficulties in this area?
When we began the effort, the department had 4,000 different financial systems. They were not integrated. They couldn't talk to each other. In essence, it was stovepiped, and so we had no clear picture. In order to get at that, we had to basically build a plan and execute to a plan that would allow us to correct that. And so we have done two things. One, we call our financial improvement and audit readiness program, which takes care of the process issues that are related to our material weaknesses. And that's where we've made enormous progress to date. But secondly, we needed, for those issues that were systems related, we needed to have a comprehensive program in the department in order to have that data come up to the corporate level. And we've been able to do that through our enterprise transition plan. Our fire plan and enterprise transition plans are connected, and they are delivering results. So I mentioned this morning the deployment of some of our ERPs, including one for our logistics program, our logistics agency, and that program is delivering daily results in improvements in supply orders in increasing and speeding the supplies to the field. It used to take 24 hours to get something ordered and through. Today it takes 4 hours. So we're seeing enormous improvement through the result, through all this, all the things that we've done, and it's bottom line for our mission, our men and women in uniform. So this makes it exciting.
Now, for the benefit of other organizations that are facing the same challenge, what are the barriers in DOD to being able to issue a clean financial statement?
The barriers, the current barriers are deployment. I would say the long pole in tent is really deployment, successful deployment of our enterprise resource planning systems. And I think we are very much on track to do that. Also, it just needs to, as we move forward, it really takes a committed leadership. You know, leadership comes from the top. Tone at the top makes a big difference. So a committed civilian community and workforce that will carry this one through is really important. And, of course, some committed political administrations as well.
Can you speak about the second improvement effort, integrating business practices? Why was this necessary, and how far have you come?
We had four different organizations that had different practices, had different ways of doing things. Let me give you one example that I think brings a real visual. We had accounting systems that all were different and had some of them accounting lines of code up to 200 characters long. Okay. We couldn't talk to each other if we tried. If you sit, you need to get everybody on a common language. And so it was very important for us to then work out that through a business practice and a process, a set of business rules. And we've been able to do that, and now that is, in 2 months, that will be complete. It will provide for the first time an opportunity for the department to have real business intelligence.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time you took to speak with me today.
Thank you.
To read more about Cognos Solutions for Defense, please visit www.cognos.com/defense. To read more about Cognos Solutions for Government, please visit www.cognos.com/government.
IBM Information on Demand 2008, the premier information management event for business and IT professionals, and Cognos and IBM Company will be there. Choose from over 750 business leadership and skill-building sessions, 60 deep dives into Cognos products and solutions, and the latest on Cognos and IBM integration. Join MC Martin Short at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, October 26th. Early bird registration closes August 15th. For more information, visit cognos.com/newsletter.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.